Hi, thank you for calling the Hey Relaxer helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, I'm transferring Arlisa Lynn.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Hi, Arlisa.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm better now these days.
Good, good. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
And then just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that's the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, recently I was diagnosed with first stage cancer.
What was it?
I was recently diagnosed with first stage, like ovarian cancer, to be
Ovarian.
exact.
Gosh, I'm
Yes.
sorry. Okay. What year were you diagnosed? In month, if you remember.
The exact month I started my chemo injections in 2024 of March, and
March
we
2000.
stopped. Yes.
24, okay.
Yes, and then
And
we stopped in August of 2024.
okay. And do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, her last name is Dave, and her first name is Miss Christina.
Christina Dave.
Correct.
Okay, at what hospital or facility?
I went downtown Philadelphia, 800 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA.
Yeah.
She's like one of the best gynecologists there.
Okay, let me see. On Spruce Street.
Correct.
That's one. Okay. One moment. And then, what state were you diagnosed in?
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, PA, duh. Okay. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. And then, let's see. So you were in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, and then did you use hair relaxer for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
I did. Usually, you're supposed to use the relaxers about every 3 months, so that's quarterly. Yeah, that would be about 4 times as well. Yes.
Okay. So 4 times on average is the amount you used it?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not sure what race you are, but I'm African American and my hair is very coarse, so.
Okay, no worries. And then, let's see. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, we checked for our breast cancer, but it came back negative.
Okay. And then were any other friends, loved ones, family members also using hair relaxer and get injured?
Not that I know of, no. I've used it on my daughter, but I use Kitty Perms, so I don't know about that. I
Okay.
think she's okay.
No worries. And then, what state did you use hair relaxer in? Was it just Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know, what year, and this is best to your knowledge, but what year you first started using it?
Oh yeah, the same as I told the guy prior to this. I would say that I started in my younger years, back when I had my first child. So I can remember it's like in 2005.
2005. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when's the last time that you have used it? What year?
Oh, I just stopped using it this past year.
This
actually.
Year. Okay. And then you said you were using it roughly 4 times per year. And then let me do this math real fast. So 19 years total.
Yeah, it's a pretty long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And then were you using the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Oh, usually at home. You don't have to.
Okay.
It would cost more to go to a salon, so
okay.
Yeah.
No worries. And
yeah.
Do you remember what brand you used?
Yes.
Greenlee?
As I was stating before, I use a number of them, but mainly I would go with Cream of Nature. I also use
Cream.
Soft and Beautiful and African Pride, but Cream of Nature is usually the one I would go for. It's more straightening and long lasting.
Okay. And then in your cancer diagnosis, it did happen after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year.
Yes. So recently,
mm-hmm.
within the last year, I was noticing that I was having like abnormal like vaginal discharge, and also I was having like symptoms of like sporadically weight loss, which is which is abnormal for me.
Okay. And you said you received chemo as far as treatment?
Yes, we had chemo, and she also put me on a number of a painkiller after I had like my ultrasound done. And
okay. Did Christina, was she the treating doctor as well?
Yes, yes she
okay.
was.
And you said it was this year that you had the treatment?
Correct.
Was it March that you said?
No, this happened.
Huh?
No.
Oh, wait,
no.
What was the month for the treatment? If you can't remember, it's okay.
Oh, we started in March, and I ended around August.
It was, okay, March to August.
Yeah.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So you said the main injury was the ovarian cancer. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. Thank you. And then is Arlisa A-R-L-I-S-A?
Correct.
Okay. And then Lynn, is that L-Y-N-N?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, see, what is your date of birth?
August 31st, 1986.
Oh, I am so sorry. I'm trying to find the... It was August 31st?
Yes, 1986.
1986. So 8/31/1986?
Right.
Okay. And then for the medical record release forms, what is your social?
194-667-134.
And again, it was 194-667-934?
7134.
7134?
Correct.
Okay. And then the email we have here, it looks like it's your first name, last name, 28@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then is the 215-605-7202, is that your cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 334 South 13th Street,
South
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
13th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
19107.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Okay.
There would be, right?
Yeah.
For the, okay. And then lastly here, emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Not at this time, no.
No? Okay. No worries. And then let me just make sure nothing else is needed. And just to confirm, you can give me yes or no's, but again, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It was March of this year that you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
And then you did use hair relaxers within the last 20 years, and you used it four times in a year?
Correct.
Okay. And then, let's see. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
I guess so. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay. Now, does this matter if, at this time I am cancer free?
That's okay. Yeah. As long as they're,
okay.
As long as you had the diagnosis, it'll be fine. Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know about that part. So
yeah, no worries. But bear with me. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. One moment.